Bonnie Goss. And in 1995, Bonnie Goss and Jill Allerton got together to produce a book called Knitting, a first book of knitting for children. That was published in 1995. It has been popular ever since, and of course, with the rise of interest, or the revision of interest, whatever you would like to call it, in handcrafts, including knitting, over the past year, a good time for a revised, updated edition that has just come out. So I called Bonnie Goss to talk about the book and to talk about knitting, and started by asking her what, I guess, urged her and Jill to put this book together in the first place.
It started because our younger daughter came home from school with a little lamb, and I thought, oh, Sylvie had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. There's a book. So I worked with the handwork teacher at the school, and we wrote the book. It is so wonderful for children, or well, for everyone, but for children particularly, to be able to create something that seems like it's out of nothing, and they are able to make it. And for a teacher, that is the biggest gift, really. This way of teaching knitting uses rhymes. So, for example, the casting on rhyme, in through the front door, dance around the back, peek through the window, and on jumps Jack. So the book has pictures for each of those steps, which are an external visual, mm-hmm. but the words of the rhyme are imaginative, and you can see an internal picture. Oh, there's the front door. Okay, and I can see it dancing around the back and peeking through the window. You can see all that internally in mm-hmm. your imagination. And you can also feel, because of the words, you can feel it, where it's supposed to go, and because of the words, you can hear what you are to do. So it uses many senses to teach the skills. It's easy to understand. It's easy to remember because of the rhythm and the rhymes. And it's very fun and playful.
Bonnie, can you tell us another one of the rhymes?
Sure. The knit stitch rhyme is very similar. It's in through the front door, dance around the back, peek through the window, and off jumps Jack. Hmm. The purl stitch is kind of backwards, of course, to the knit stitch. Mm-hmm. In through the side door, dance around the front, back through the window, and off jumps Jack.
I can picture those so clearly.
Mm-hmm. And then it's easy to remember the verse, so it's easy to know what your hands are supposed to be doing.
Now, why has it been republished, Bonnie?
It was reprinted, the original one, four times, and then it was reprinted again three times when we tweaked it a little bit. And then we wrote a second book, published in 2002, and they were beginning to be close to out of print, and our publisher said to us, okay, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to put them together? So we updated all the skills photos and kind of tweaked it as we felt that it needed a little tweaking. Took some of the patterns out that we felt were not totally satisfied with, and made about eight new patterns to put in.
What were some of the new patterns that you've added?
The new patterns are the wiggly snake and the coiled snake and the howling wolf and a granny and grandpa handle, and then granny's pullover sweater.
What's it like to know that the book just keeps on rolling along and children keep finding out how to knit because of your work and Jill's work?
Well, it's interesting too, because it's not only children. Evidently a lot of beginner adults find it really nice to learn this way. So it gives us a great deal of satisfaction that people, both children and adults, have the opportunity to make something with their hands and feel really good about themselves and have some tangible, beautiful thing to either play with or wear or
give to somebody. Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Are you knitting anything right now yourself?
I just finished a sweater for myself, and I'm going to make a sweater for my husband.
What kind of sweater did you make?
Zip up the front with cables on it.
Oh, it sounds complicated.
It's not so hard. I'm not a fantastic knitter. There are some people that are incredible knitters. But it's nice. The nice thing about knitting for adults is that it's very relaxing. If you're doing head work all day long, any type of hand work is going to bring a balance to your life.
Hmm.
And reduce anxiety and stress, which there certainly is a lot of right now.
Yes.
And partially it's because it's a multi-sensory experience where there's the rhythm and the colors and the textures, and you have to focus on the details. So it takes you out of the thinking and worrying state, which I found very nice when I was knitting my sweater.
Yes, just to be completely focused on something pleasant. Yes.
Yes.
And you do, in the book, it teaches knitters, beginning knitters, how to follow a simple pattern then, too, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Once you get into, say, for example, making the little knitted animals,
mm-hmm.
it really helps you to be able to make your own pattern. So you can think, okay, this is how it looks in the flat, and it's going to turn into this in the round. So it also helps children's thinking in flexible thinking and spatial orientation.
Hmm. Kind of that three-dimensional, conceptual,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie, where can people find this book?
Well, if they're in Vancouver or West Vancouver, there are two knitting stores that carry our books. One is Three Bags Full on Main, and then one is the Knit and Stitch Shop in West Vancouver. And they can also get it off our website, which is knittingforchildren.ca.
knittingforchildren.ca. My conversation with Bonnie Goss, and Bonnie is one of the authors of the book titled A First Book of Knitting for Children, first published in 1995 in conjunction. She and Jill Allerton published it together, and it's filled with photos and, as you heard, rhymes, and encouraging people of all ages to take up the pleasures of knitting. I've posted that link on the Facebook group. It's knittingforchildren.ca. And I was just noticing as I was posting that Colleen Driscoll has